Scrapbooking in Michigan. Right this very second, I am sitting in the bar at the Sheraton in Novi, Michigan, just outside of what used to be Detroit. The name of the bar is 21111, which is the zip code for Novi except broken up by periods. The bar is very much your typical corporate hotel bar. It is just off the lobby and visible to everyone from every angle. There are two flat-screen TVs showing various football or baseball games, and in between the games, they show Fox News. I've been a regular here for the last 2 months while I shoot a movie here in Michigan. Like pretty much every hotel, the drinks are outrageously overpriced, but I get them back by never paying any money for the coffee that's set out in the morning at their honor bar. There have been many groups that have come in and out of the hotel for a day or two or three while I've been living here. Nothing too exciting. You know, a wedding occasionally will liven the place up, but mostly it's groups of people belonging to the Michigan Psychoanalytical Foundation or a company of regional tire salesmen or Peggy Hartford's 85th birthday party or some such thing. But today is different. Today promises a wealth of emotions and involuntary judgments. For today, there is a scrapbooking convention taking place. The name of the company holding the convention is Close to My Heart, and they use the word convention in a literal sense. It's less of a celebration of great scrapbookers or a sneak peek at some of the new items in the scrapbooking world that will soon be entering the market, but more of a get-together of women who would normally be doing this at home by themselves or with a couple of friends, but here, for an all-inclusive fee, they scrapbook with hundreds of like-minded strangers. Let me repeat that. Hundreds of like-minded strangers. All women. Not even older gay gentlemen who dress like Mr. Rogers and whistle Lerner and Lowe tunes while wearing half glasses. Not even one. There's nothing really on sale here. No new scrapbooking technology being shown off. Just the scrapbooking itself. There are a couple of seminars throughout the day, but outside of that, it's pretty much just the act of scrapbooking. That is to say, pasting photos on pages and then decorating the edges around the photos with various seasonal or occasionally appropriate stickers and cutouts. Is it a photo of last Halloween? Then add a pumpkin. Are you memorializing Britney's baby shower? Then add a cartoon of a stork and a pacifier. You know, things like that. Scrapbooking seems to me one of those things that you don't really need any help with. It seems like something I could figure out on my own without having to spend 10 hours in a seminar. Okay, I'm a heterosexual male, but still, I think I could figure it out on my own. All right, I met two of the several hundred women in town for it here at the bar just last night. They were very excited to take a picture with me, even though they weren't exactly sure of who I was. They were, however, confident that I was on TV or in the movies or both, so the picture was requested. I commented on what I saw as maybe being unnecessary, the need for instruction in scrapbooking. But they assured me that it was all part of the process. Okay, wait. Now I'm going to have to stop for a bit because they are coming out of the ballroom where they were cropping, which is when everyone scrapbooks amongst each other in a fun way to bond after a long day of seminars. I mean, they are pouring out in droves and are now starting to swarm the bar in the way that only large groups of middle-aged scrapbookers from Ottawa and one of the few vacations they'll go on this year can. All right, I better go upstairs lest anyone see what I'm writing and get upset. Okay, I just read this over, and I want to say that it was rude of me to put quotes around the word vacation back there. Just because they're not scaling Machu Picchu or exploring the cenotes of Mexico or having their senses ramped up to 1,000 at a Russian disco in Ankara, Turkey, as the very large man who literally pulled you in from off the street now grips your thigh under the table so hard it's bruising while promising you that the women who are trudging about unsuccessfully pretending that they aren't high and or sex slaves are clean and love Americans. It's true. I've been there. I'll save it for the memoir. It doesn't mean that they haven't gone there in the past or won't in the future. These scrapbooking women are on a vacation, even if only in the sense that they are away from their families or solitary, unexciting lives back in Grainy Lakes, Ohio. There's more than a little irony to the fact that this very event is something that one would imagine would merit being scrapbooked. That the time being spent here by these women, and one gay man, I was wrong, hunkered down over an officially sanctioned scrapbooking scrapbook, remembering better times that, obviously, weren't spent at the Sheraton Novi, remembering other memories.